You've had the dream of owning your own business, being free, seeing the world, and making lots of money. But you eventually wake up from what you think is a pipe dream. You think it isn't really real reality. That's when the doubt sets in. How could you ever survive without a job, you ask yourself. You start to think you aren't clever enough, resourceful enough, or determined enough to start your own business. You start to think that your skills aren't worth much money. Or maybe you just think you aren't good enough to be the boss and start your own business. I have some truly good news. Anybody who has a job, a real job, not a make-work government job, has the ability to make money, a lot of it, on their own. If somebody pays you money to do what you do, then you have the ability to start your own business and make money without an employer holding your leash, hand for you.
How?
Listen, this is how business works. Your employer pays you less money than the amount of money you are generating for the company. That means you are already making money for your company, more money than they are paying you. You have a verifiable money-making strategy, but what you are doing is giving money away. You're selling your services at less than the going rate. If you are employed in a real job, you have a money-making skill, and you're selling that skill at a reduced price. But not only are you selling your services at a discount, you're selling your most precious asset you will ever have.
Your time.
Oh, and you're selling your most precious asset at a discount. Today we're having a sale on Johnny Worker Bee's soul, 50% off. Get it?
But aren't you safe if you have a job?
That's a funny joke. You aren't safe at all working a job, and you never will be. Your boss can fire you tomorrow. Your company can go under. Your company can move your department to India. You're giving away your skills and time at a discount, and you're doing it in a very risky, unsafe way that is also a highly ineffective way to get rich. And why would you ever work just to make ends meet when you can work to get rich? If you believe that your job is somehow different and safe, please ask yourself these two questions. Can your boss fire you? Can you fire yourself? I've had a lot of jobs and I've been fired a lot of times. I got fired from banking. I got fired from selling insurance. I got fired from selling furniture. I got fired from being the assistant manager at a video store. I got fired from working the graveyard shift at a hotel. I even got fired from a job mopping floors at a liquor store. But I never got fired from real estate investing, and I never got fired from blogging. Why not? Because I created those jobs. And guess what? Today, I'm going to tell you the easiest way to start your own business and increase your income. How do you leave the safety of your job and go into business for yourself? If you're already gainfully employed, you can turn the tables. You can create a job, and you can end up exactly where your employer is right now. You can become the employer with an army of worker bees working to make you rich. You do the exact same thing you do right now, with a few minor changes. First change, quit your job. Second change, you start calling yourself a consultant rather than employee. Third change, you bust your butt to get clients and you do the best damn job anyone in your field does. You build up a large client list. Fourth change, you hire qualified people to work for you. You pay them less money than the amount of money they generate for you. You give them feel-good titles like Vice President of Marketing, so they feel good about earning less money and sacrificing for the company. Fifth change, now you have an army of worker bees working to make you rich. You make a whole lot more money than you ever did working your safe and secure job.
Is it gonna be easy?
That's a question that losers ask. And if you ask that question, then entrepreneurship is not for you. A better question to ask is it going to be worth it? Of course it's going to be worth it. And the reality is that it's not really hard, but it does take a lot of time and effort. Do you know what doesn't take time and effort? Being a loser.
The magic B word.
Build. Building. Builder. Building something is what makes a man stand tall, proud, and triumphant. Building requires time and effort, but it's what gives your life meaning and purpose. Without something to build, without something to work towards, without a goal, what are you? Nothing. A ghost. Neither here nor there. Invisible. The invisible man quietly making money for his betters. At a job, you aren't building anything. You're wasting the days away while your soul erodes because you have no purpose in life. When you go into business, when you build a business, your life starts to have purpose and meaning. You start to have a reason to wake up in the morning and not hit the snooze button over and over. You start to live. Look at those zombies in the office next to you. See if they look like they have purpose in life. I saw it before with my own eyes, and I'll tell you without fib, they have no purpose in life. They're dead in the eyes and dead in the soul because they aren't builders. But think about this. Those lifeless zombies still generate money for the company. If they can generate money, imagine what a determined man, a man with a soul, can do if he puts his mind to it. Imagine what you could do if you had your soul back. Until next time, your man, Victor Pride.